I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.tv.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Andy Dalton is on the move as the Eagles are acquiring the veteran quarterback from the Panthers in exchange for a seventh-round pick, pending a physical. This according to NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. The 38-year-old Dalton will be suiting up for his sixth team in 2026. Tom is also reporting the Browns are signing defensive end A.J. Epenesa to a one-year deal. Epenesa joins Cleveland after playing six seasons with the Bills. Wide receiver Greg Dortch is reuniting with new Lions offensive coordinator Drew Petzing as Dortch is signing a one-year deal with Detroit. Dortch will replace Khalif Raymond as the Lions kick returner. And several players announced their retirements from the NFL. Wide receiver T.Y. Hilton, running back Boston Scott, and linebacker Logan Wilson all officially calling it a career on Wednesday. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go, but I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there, providing hot meals, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding.
To learn more, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Locally owned and operated for 55 years with the best prices and the best selection, DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. From Levi's to Carhartt, all your camping supplies, including sleeping bags, backpacks, and much more, boots for every lifestyle, and whether it's ranch, contractor, or casual, they've got you covered head to toe. DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. Celebrating 55 years, DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, March 19th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Sheriff's Office warns residents of asphalt paving scam. Paso Robles teacher receives 2026 Special Education Impact Award. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 59 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The County Sheriff's Office is warning residents of a recent increase in asphalt paving scams reported. The Sheriff's Office says they received calls regarding these scams in Huasna Township in January and again last week in Napomo. These incidents involve individuals posing as contractors who approach homeowners offering discounted driveway paving services, the sheriff's office says. The scammers allegedly claim they have leftover materials from a nearby job and can pave a driveway quickly at a reduced price. The work performed is often substandard, the sheriff's office says, and sometimes they demand more money than what was verbally agreed upon once the job is finished. They use high-pressure tactics to rush homeowners into making an immediate decision and insist on cash-only payments. The sheriff's office advises residents to verify the contractor's license and insurance through the California Contractor State License Board and require a written contract for work. Caltrans announced there will be a full overnight closure of Highway 41 starting tonight at 8. The closure will last until Friday at 8 a.m. and if the affected area will be the 41 east of the Chelam Y to Reeve Station at the intersection of Highway 33. Caltrans says crews will be finalizing repairs to the highway from a major rock slide in December. Travelers are advised to use Highway 46 as a detour, using the 33 to return to Highway 41 at Reeve Station and allow for 30 extra minutes of travel time. Pass Ripples teacher receives 2026 Special Education Impact Award. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has announced that one of its teachers has become the recipient of the 2026 Special Education Impact Award by the San Luis Obispo County Special Education Local Plan Area. The award recognizes individuals across San Luis Obispo County who demonstrate exceptional dedication, innovative teaching practices, and a strong commitment to supporting students in special education. The recipient of the 2026 award is Megan Wortman, who will be recognized at the Paso Robles School Board meeting on April 28th. The City of Paso Robles has announced the next Coffee with the City event will take place Friday, March 27th at 7:30 a.m. The event, as always, will be held in the Patina Room at Cal Coast Brewery, 1346 Railroad Street. This session will include a presentation from the Paso Robles Police and Fire Departments, highlighting key public safety initiatives and trending impacts to the community, including growth in the city's long-term planning for public safety standards. Updates will be provided on the Public Safety Training Center, as well as the implementation of the Drone First Responder Program, according to a release from the city. The fire department will also provide updates on fire hazard severity zone designations, wildfire preparedness efforts, and more. Coffee will be provided at the event, and no pre-registration is required. PG&E says thousands of Central Coast residents qualify for their low-income assistance programs but are not enrolled. The programs include the California Alternate Rates for Energy, or CARE, and Family Electric Assistance, or FERA. CARE provides eligible customers with a monthly discount of 20% or more on gas and electricity bills, and FERA provides a monthly discount of 18% on electric bills for households with three or more people. PG&E says in San Luis Obispo County alone, over 8,700 customers are eligible for FERA, and only 686 are enrolled. And for CARE, as many as 30,000 residents are eligible, with 17,000 enrolled. For more information and guidelines on eligibility requirements for each program, you can go to pge.com. In sports for the NBA yesterday, the Lakers beat the Rockets 124-116, the Celtics over the Warriors 120-99, the Pelicans beat the Clippers 124-109. Tonight, the Kings will face the 76ers, the Clippers will go against the Pelicans, the Lakers will face the Heat, the Bucks will go against the Jazz. In California news, more information on the allegations against Cesar Chavez are being brought to light. Labor rights activist Dolores Huerta says that she was one of the women sexually assaulted by Chavez more than 60 years ago, saying she stayed silent because she feared her words would hurt the farm worker movement. Huerta joined Chavez in 1962 to co-found the National Farm Workers Association, which would become the United Farm Workers of America. Huerta condemns Chavez's actions, but emphasized that the farm worker and labor rights movements are bigger than just one person. A small desert community in Southern California has tied the record for the highest March temperature ever recorded in the U.S. amid this heat wave. North Shore, California reached 108 degrees yesterday, tying the record reached by Rio Grande City in Texas back in 1954. Uber says it plans to invest up to $1.25 billion in Rivian Automotive to help launch up to 50,000 robo-taxis. The plan is to launch 10,000 robo-taxis with up to 40,000 more by 2030. The company said the initial deployments are expected to begin in San Francisco and Miami in 2028 and will expand to 25 cities by 2031. Local News was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. This winter, it seemed like every ag conference was talking about artificial intelligence. However, where it will be utilized on the farm remains to be seen. One application that's already gaining traction is in post-harvest technology in fruits and vegetables. Butsano founder Atif Syed says the need to take in various data points and make decisions quickly make the process well-suited for AI and robotics.
The retailer will give them 20 to 30 different specifications. It says the grape should be of this color and should be of that variety, and it should be, you know, all that sort of thing. It should look like this. It should be like that. Half of it is commercial and visual and marketing perspective. The other one is obviously the taste and quality and everything else, and health and safety factors. All of that needs to be done manually, and then they will take a weight scale, put the grape on top of it, and then try to get the exact weight it needs. And then you put it either in a bag, in a clamshell. So a robotic system does exactly all of that. It's able to see the fruit in 300 milliseconds. It knows the quality, the variety of the fruit. It knows all the specifications I talked about, 2030 specifications, what the retailer wants, and then processes it based on what is required for the end customer and packs it into whatever container it needs to be packed into.
Syed's company Wutsano rents out the equipment to packing houses at relative discounts to using human labor for the same tasks.
Cattlemen, this is Cambry Deneau coming to you from Gardner Deneau Angus Ranch, better known as GDAR. The prefix with nearly seven decades, raising heavy-muscled, problem-free bulls with the right genetic package to improve your bottom line. On March 26th, 265 Angus bulls and 300 commercial heifers sell right here at the ranch, Sydney, Montana. 100% guaranteed, plus free delivery. Learn more at gdar-angus.com.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional event happening March 25th through the 27th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Tulare, Los Angeles, and Sacramento locations with in-person inspections available. Choose from construction equipment and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Los Angeles to sign up. Again, that's rbauction.com/Los Angeles.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.
Hey folks, Greg King here from your Valley Fresh Market on Del Rio Avenue in Atascadero. This next 2 weeks, we got some hot prices for you, like our Prairie Fresh all-natural pork shoulder roast, just $2.49 a pound. You can also get fresh cabbage or potatoes for just 39 cents a pound. We also have Blarney Stone corned beef brisket. We have flats for $5.99 and points for $4.99. Homemade Irish soda bread from our bakery, just $3.99 each. We got hot deals for Tuesdays and Thursdays for the next couple weeks. Tuesday the 17th and Tuesday the 24th, we have untrimmed tri-tip for just $5.99 a pound. 3-pound bag of Buddy's Mandarin Oranges, just two for $5. On Thursday the 12th or the 19th, we have Quaker Oats, 42 ounce, that's old fashioned or quick, just $5. Barilla Pasta, five for $5. That's an amazing deal. We also have Estrella Wines, 1.5 liters for just $5 a bottle. We're Valley Fresh Market, where you get fresh food, fair prices, and the best service on the Central Coast every day.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. California Farm Bureau President Shannon Douglas is inviting the organization's members to advocate at the state capitol in Sacramento this spring on issues that affect California farmers and ranchers. More often than not, elected officials genuinely want to do the right thing, but they can't possibly be experts in every industry. Unless we take the time to explain how proposals affect agriculture, they simply won't know, Douglas said this month in an AgAlert commentary. The Farm Bureau's Calling on the Capitol series will bring farmers and ranchers from across the state to Sacramento, where they will meet with state lawmakers and legislative staff. The series will include visits to the Capitol on April 21st, May 5th, and May 26th. Food and Farm News, brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon at K-John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight with low 50s, east winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 90s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Saturday, sunny skies on Sunday, continuing into Thursday next week. Upper 80s Saturday and Sunday, continuing into Monday and Tuesday, mid-80s on Wednesday, 85 a week from today. Currently, it is 61 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K-John's Jewelry Company, luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
New home sales skidded in January, down 17.6%. Mortgage rates were relatively low compared with recent highs, though severe weather likely impacted buying. Economists were expecting only a slight decline. The Bank of England and European Central Bank, as expected today, kept key interest rates unchanged. The Fed also took no action on interest rates yesterday. New claims for unemployment benefits declined by 8,000 yesterday to 205,000. It's a sign most companies are holding off on conducting widespread layoffs. The Philadelphia Fed's business reading for March came in better than expected. Crude oil prices remain at elevated levels today, pushing stock prices lower. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosella, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I've got deals on latex beds. I've got deals on memory foam beds.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
I've got beds with springs, hybrids, where they got springs and memory foam, or springs and latex, or some with even springs, latex, and memory foam. I've got them all.
Big savings now on mattresses of all shapes and sizes at the Mattress Specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
Red Scooter Deli has been serving you fresh food for over 16 years here in the North County, and you can order online or in person. Make sure you use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount. Red Scooter Deli, they're in downtown and also next to the pet department. They're near the post office. You can go to redscooterdeli.com or call them 805-237-1780, and they're open daily 6:30 till 4.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Midstate Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Midstate Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidstatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Today's story is about gunfighter William Graham. You say you've never heard of William Graham? It could be because he created all his havoc under a different name. When William Graham was in a New Mexico cantina, supposedly the local female singer gave him a nickname that he used for the rest of his life. It was Curly Bill Brocious. Curly Bill was a mean drunk, and since he was drunk much of the time, he was mean much of the time. In 1880, he killed Tombstone's Marshal Fred White. Fortunately, Marshal White's dying words indicated it was an accident. As a member of Tombstone's Clanton gang, he enjoyed taking over saloons and making everyone undress and dance a jig. In 1881, Curly Bill was drinking heavily when he had an encounter with Deputy Sheriff Billy Breckenridge, the climax of which Billy shot Curly Bill in the neck. Now, here is where the Curly Bill Brocious legend goes in many directions. One says that Curly Bill left Arizona after being shot. But according to Wyatt Earp, on March 21, 1882, after the OK Corral shootout, the shooting of Virgil Earp, and 4 days after Morgan Earp was killed, a posse led by Wyatt encountered Curly Bill and some of his cohorts. While Wyatt's long coat was being filled of holes, Wyatt killed Curly Bill with 2 blasts from his shotgun. Again, legend says that Curly Bill went west, and years later learned of his death at the hands of Wyatt when he passed through Tombstone on his way to Texas. Another says Doc Holliday killed him. Yet another says he went to Mexico, got married, and became a rancher. No matter what happened to Curly Bill Brocious, it is for sure that after March of 1882, no one in Arizona had to strip and dance at the point of his gun. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
We've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big, beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the salt limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted 3 key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, and Social Security. They got 2 of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points of that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer 2 convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The County Sheriff's Office is warning residents of a recent increase in asphalt paying scams reported. The Sheriff's Office says individuals posing as contractors approach homeowners offering discounted driveway paving services from leftover material. The work performed is often substandard, the Sheriff's Office says, and they sometimes demand more money than was verbally agreed upon initially. The City of Paso Robles announced the next Coffee with the City event will take place Friday, March 27th at 7:30 a.m. The event will be held in the Patina Room at Cow Coast Brewery, 1346 Railroad Street. This session will include a presentation from both departments on their growth, long-term planning, and recent updates. Coffee will be provided at the event and no pre-registration is required. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today. Highs in the low 90s. It's 62 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm Chris Foster. War Secretary Pete Hegseth says the military operation against Iran is very much on track with no set time to end it.
It will be at the president's choosing, ultimately, where we say, hey, we've achieved what we need to on behalf of the American people to ensure our security.
He says he spoke with the families of 6 service members killed in a plane crash in Iraq.
It was the same from family after family. They said, finish this. honor their sacrifice.
President Trump meets with Japan's new prime minister at the White House today with Iran on the agenda.
He's asked for Japanese minesweepers and Navy forces to help reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Prime Minister Takaichi has declined and appears to have Japanese public opinion on her side.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block office. As local accountants retire, many taxpayers are left wondering where to turn. H&R Block is ready when you need a trusted expert. With experienced tax professionals, your local H&R Block delivers reliable help year after year, no matter how the tax laws change. You'll get knowledgeable service, clear pricing, and flexible options to file. So if your old tax preparer is stepping away, step confidently into tax season with H&R Block. Trusted expertise that's here to stay. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment.
38 years ago, we opened Stove and Spa Center, and we are old and tired. We finally decided it's time to enjoy retirement. So we're having a huge store-wide sale. That's right, folks. If you've been thinking of getting a stove, insert, or fireplace, now is the time to get one. We have lots of inventories, and it all needs to go quickly. We have wood, gas, pellet units, and they are priced to sell. We have burn models up to 40% off. We also have fireplace screens, grates, steamers, gloves, and other hearth accessories all on sale to move. Don't miss the great opportunity to get items at a great price while supplies last. Stove and Spa Center is closing our doors, so don't miss this incredible store-wide deals. All sales are final and must take possession of product within 10 days of purchase. Come see all the items available to put into your home. Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curbarill and Morrill Roads, open Tuesday through Saturday.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my
weather. Brought to you by Pass Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Abundant sunshine on your Thursday. Highs in the low to mid 90s. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the low 50s. And we'll have another warm one on your Friday with highs in the low 90s. Saturday, upper 80s, mid 80s Sunday. Back to upper 80s Monday. Tuesday, upper 80s, mid 80s on Wednesday and Thursday, a week from today. Today's UV index will be 7 up and down. 7:09 a.m., 7:14 p.m., we are at 62 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Pastor Robles Glass. You will love the Milgard Trensic Series windows and the doors. Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, John Pashong, supervisor, will be in with you and Karen. And a reminder again, we're changing out this main board here, so that's a lot of wires will be pulled and so forth. The show will be on, but you can text. You won't be able to call in, all right? Oh, so we're on the backstretch headed for home, ready for freedom of speech, which is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. Call them. They'll be there for you, 805-466-6188. That's simple.
What do you want when you gotta eat something? And it's gotta be sweet, and it's gotta be a lot. And you gotta have it now. What do you want?
The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Okay, pretty simple. Let's see here on the email. No, wouldn't be. This was. No, that was from last hour on the post office. Okay, so again, whatever, and you know that you can change the subject at any time on freedom of speech. That's what it's here for. You know, this morning a little bit and from time to time about the social programs and so forth, going back to the, we left off at the Johnson's War on Poverty, the Great Society, so 64, moving forward. Then we go to the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act. That was under Clinton, if you remember that. Then we had the Affordable Care Act, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So when I came across the list, when you go back on the increasing cost to the taxpayers, again, we started this morning with the PG&E, that you and I are supporting this program to the tune of $1 billion a year for certain families and so forth and so on. Again, the question I asked was, do they have any kind of obligation to, say, use less energy since the rest of us are paying for quite a bit of it? I don't know. However, these numbers ought to just shake you a little bit. Government dependency in the United States has risen significantly, with transfer payments growing from 8% of total personal income in 1970 to 18%. And just think about that number. 24.3% of the population are enrolled in some kind of program where the government, you and I, are giving to them. We're not talking about the ones that were mandatory that were taken, like Social Security. We had no choice. And so this is continuing to worry analysts that the reliance on the government is going to lead and catch up with us at some time. Higher stagnation. It will require more taxes. And what that does or can do would reduce the incentive for individuals risk-taking and business creation. And this creates also the somewhat, if you think about it, a client-patron relationship with the government and the people who are more reliant on the government, or you and I. And the other part of this, too, would tie into education. More and more Americans view the federal government as responsible for many of our needs. And this includes our health care. Well, we had the lady last hour talking about the California Fair Plan and the insurance, how politics has influenced our medical and our insurance, et cetera, et cetera. So let me go to this and just throw out some names here regarding the some of the programs in the United States that this is, again, for the taxpayers to support people. And again, I always have to emphasize, because there's always a couple of chuckleheads out there, that yes, there are some people that definitely need help. There's no question about that. But to the extent that some people have put themselves by decisions they make into the help that they need from us and don't do anything about it, should be concerning. So here are some of the some of the programs that you and I help pay for. Earned income tax credit, refundable child credit, make work pay tax credit, temporary assistance for needy families, foster care title, adoption assistant, general assistant, refugee assistance, general assistance to Native Americans, assets for independence. And then we have consolidated health centers, community health centers, maternal and child care, medical assistance to refugees, Healthy Start, medical general assistance. We have food stamps, we have school lunch programs, we have the WIC Women, Infant, and Child Food Program, school breakfast, child care food program, nutrition program for the elderly, nutrition services incentives, summer program, commodity supplemental food program, the temporary emergency food program, needy families, farmers market nutrition program, special milk program. Then we have section in housing, public housing, low-income housing tax credit for developers, home investment partnership programs, homeless assistance grants, state housing expenditures, rural housing insurance fund, rural housing services, house for the elderly, Native American housing block grants, other assisted housing programs, housing for persons with disabilities. We also have low-income home energy assistance program, universal service fund subsidies, low-income phone service, weatherization. Then we have the education part, Pell Grants, Title I grants to local education authorities, 21st Century Learning Centers, special programs for disadvantaged, supplemental education opportunity grants, adult basic education grants, migrant education, Gear Up, LEAP, and the education for homeless children and youth. We have even, aid for graduate and professional studies for disadvantaged and minorities. Then, of course, how do we get there? Well, you have to train people, right? Work activities and training, Job Corps, the Youth Opportunity Grants, Senior Community Service Employment, the WIA Adult Employment and Training, Food Stamp Employment and Training Program, Foster Grandparents, Youth Build, Migrant Training, Native American Training. We also have the TANF Block Grant Service, the Title 20 Service, Social Service Block Grant, Community Service Blocks Grant, Social Services for Refugees and Humanitarian Cases, Safe and Stable Families, the Aging American Act, Legal Services Block Grant, Family Planning, Emergency Food and Shelter Program, Healthy Marriage and Responsible Fatherhood Grants, good Lord, Independent Living Programs, Independent Living Training Vouchers, Maternal Infants and Child Home Visitation. We also have more for Child Care, Head Start, Child and Child Development, Child Care and Child Development Block Grants, Child Care Entitlement to the States, and then we have Block Grants Child Care. I'm not done, okay, let's see here. Well, I thought the phone was in. Community Development Block Grant and Related Development Funds, Economic Development Administration, that's Department of Commerce, Appalachian Regional Development, Empowerment Zones, Enterprise Communities Renewal. I didn't mention Medicare and Social Security. That's what we have. That's what we have. And when you go back to the war on poverty, how's it working? How's it working? Again, more government programs over and over. As I mentioned yesterday, we have 12 transportation programs in this county. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. I'm going to back last hour when you had the quiz question, the second most visited home in America, Graceland.
Yes.
And back in 1984, when my former husband got a job back in Raleigh, North Carolina, our family drove across country back to Raleigh, North Carolina, and stopped at Graceland. And it was a beautiful home and experience at the time. We saw Elvis Presley's grave, and there were a couple jets of his across the street on property. I guess it was his property, or later it has become his property, or the family property. And we saw his cars and miscellaneous things, but it was, a beautiful, simple experience. But due to it coming up today, I asked my smartphone about Graceland, and it is shocking how it has expanded. Across the street, there's a huge complex with his father's name was Vernon. I think maybe it's Elvis's middle name even, but it has Vernon's restaurant and a museum and just, all kinds of things. And the grounds have been expanded. The home, it showed several interior pictures of the home. So people listening might want to go online with their phone or computer and kind of have a guide, a self-guided tour based on, the computer information of Graceland. But it is phenomenal how it has expanded. And, that includes his cars and all that kind of thing. But they have all kinds of tours priced starting at $49 for youth and $85 for adults that are self-guided. But if you want to go on the actual tours, they get really pricey, like $215 or $240, all the way up to $6,000 for rides around the grounds in golf carts and the horse stables, pictures with horses and so on. But, you know, and then there's, of course, a lot more family members buried there. But it is just shocking how it has changed. And it was exciting to be there at the time, but it might be really kind of fun and interesting for people listening to go online or get on their phone, and they have some little movie tours that you can see the interior and, you know, the complex across the street and so on. So I just thought I'd mention that for everybody.
So you said that the tours, the difference in the price on the first two that you gave was that the individual tour was 50 something or 40 something?
Yeah, $49 for the youth and $85 for adults to take a self-guided tour. But if you want someone giving you the tour, okay, telling you about everything, but then it's a lot more expensive. Like it's $240 before 1 p.m., and after 1 p.m., it's $215.
Well, there's two things about that, though. I've never been to Graceland, but I would rather go on the tour where they have the person, the docent, because my experience with at Gettysburg was phenomenal. It was just me and Linda and Brian and the guide, as opposed to getting on a bus with 50 knuckleheads, you know, probably asking some stupid questions and just letting the, you know, the people talk. I would rather do that. You know, it's like a lot of things. When you go on vacation, you know, you're going to spend money, so do it the right way.
Yeah, it could be a lot of fun. So it's a true highlight for Americans that, tuned into Elvis Presley in the old days.
Well, I
remember seeing him that first time that he was on TV. I'm having a brain block of the TV program, but he was a real rock and roller, and it was shocking to see him do his gyrations on TV. Nobody did that before on TV. So it's just been kind of interesting to see how it's developed over the years.
Well, a lot of people mistaken that they think they saw that Elvis was for the first time was on the Ed Sullivan Show, but that wasn't it.
That was it.
But that wasn't his first appearance on national television.
No.
He was on the Dorsey Brothers.
Oh, I didn't recall that.
Yeah, and then he also does, if you can go back and find some of this stuff. It's we got to think of the times. But
right.
he was on the Steve Allen Show, and this is, and he's doing the song Hound Dog.
Uh-huh.
And they got a basset hound sitting on a stool right next to him. And it looks it's really stupid.
Yeah, those are the fun days. I think that was in 1956, so I was about 10.
I don't remember the year, but the Burl and the because the Ed Sullivan Show was, I guess, kind of the ultimate. When you made it to Ed Sullivan, your career was going to be made, and that's the most watched program for the most part during its time. But it wasn't, the thing about it was Ed Sullivan wasn't the host that night. He was in a car accident, and Charles Laughton was the guest host for Ed Sullivan the first time that Elvis was on his show.
I don't recall that. I thought it was Ed Sullivan himself.
Well, I wasn't born, so I can't tell you. But Charles Laughton. So, all right, hey, thanks. Okay. We got another phone call.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Hi, good morning.
Yes, good morning. This is Penny Osborne, and we really appreciate your show. And I was just going to ask a really quick question. If you were thinking of moving to a different state that would be better, which one would you move to?
Kentucky.
Oh, Kentucky. Okay, thank you.
All right, but you also have to take in mind, matter of fact, it would be Crestwood, Kentucky. I know that Crestwood, Kentucky, It's not far from Louisville. It's in Oldham County, and it's a delightful little community and so forth. But one of the things that did, have you grown up in California?
Yes, I have.
Okay, one of the things you have to take into consideration is the weather and adjusting.
I know, yes.
I mean, that's huge. It doesn't, you know, Kentucky gets cold. They get a little bit of snow, but not a hell of a lot. But you've got you get some rain and you've got tornado season.
Oh.
Okay.
Scary.
It can't. Matter of fact, this is the time of the year, March and April, for a tornado. So those are things that people need to take into consideration, the change of the weather from what you're used to. But,
right.
But I just, it's hard to explain. I just love it back there.
I know we're too old to move anyway, but I was just curious what you thought.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye. 5 minutes away from 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. As a matter of fact, it had coming up on an anniversary of the big tornado that went through the Ohio Valley. And it was an amazing thing to go through. Literally 2 blocks over from where we live. Now, if you've ever driven down through the South, you know, a lot of the bricks, not a lot of the bricks, a lot of the homes are brick homes. And ours was in the neighborhood we lived in, and then the neighborhood over, and the neighborhood over from there. And the second neighborhood over, I think it was called Indian Hills or Indian Valley, something like that, was on the other side of St. Anthony's Church. It was completely gone. It was just flattened. I mean, it just looked like somebody came in with a bulldozer and just, I don't know, maybe there was 50 or 60 homes or so, very nice homes, a little bit more upscale than where we lived, and they were just done. It was just flattened. And when you think about the proximity of where, you know, for example, where we lived, and then just this close that everything is gone, it was amazing. We had off school for a couple of days to go through the neighbor, you know, help out, you know, as best we could. We were in high school, so. But it was an amazing thing to see, because you saw these huge trees down in Seneca Park and some of the other areas. I mean, huge trees that have been there for a couple hundred years, just lifted out of the ground from the force of the winds. We were getting ready to play a baseball game that day, and then the calm before the storm, and that definitely does happen. And then next thing you know, you see the light poles at the stadium just going left and right, left and right. And you could see the tornado in the sky, which, again, it's scary. It's almost like you're watching The Wizard of Oz. And then it just bounces all over the place. And then it's gone. Then it's gone. You don't know where it's going. It hit Bardstown, went there, hit there, hit there. I forget how many people, 15 or 20, at least in Kentucky, were killed. And then it bounced through Indiana and Ohio and some other areas and so forth. But it was an amazing thing to watch. But back to the lady you called, that's their thing. No matter where you move, you're going to have some issues regarding the weather. All right, well, let's see. That's just it for today. We only got, we wouldn't have time for a phone call because we only have about 40 seconds left in the show. So anything that happened on this day, on this day in 1931, Nevada legalizes gambling. And why did they do that? Well, you know what? It was intended to be a temporary fix to help the ailing economy during the Depression. Everybody probably thought it was because of the influence of some people from the New York area. That may have had something to do with it. Also, Nevada on this day in 1931, they signed into law the 6 weeks easy divorce law. Maybe had something to do with, tied in with the gambling.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Caltrans announced there'll be full overnight closure of Highway 41 starting tonight at 8. The closure will last until 8 a.m. on Friday, and the affected area will be the 41 east of the Chelam Y to Reef Station at the intersection of Highway 33.
PG&D says thousands of Central Coast residents qualify for their low-income assistance programs but are not enrolled. For more information and guidelines on requirements and enrollment for each program, you can go to pge.com. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today, highs in the low 90s, it's 62 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, it's Karen and you, along with her guest, John Pashong, supervisor. Once again, we're doing some work here with the wires and so forth, so you'll be able to text in to the show, but you won't be able to call in, and we'll be fine tomorrow. So enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep the cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.